Colin Wallace is joining us from Digital Identity New Zealand. Now, it's a not-for-profit member association of the New Zealand Tech Alliance, and their latest research highlights issues holding back more rapid uptake of digital identity, and the growth of the digital economy have remained consistent for the past 4 years. Digital identity allows people and organisations to use their personal information, including date of birth, income and other proof attributes, to access services. Essentially, a digital identity is a shorthand for the processes used to confirm identification, authentication and authorisation. Bit of a mouthful, but it's set the stage for a yarn with me and Colin Wallace. Colin, thanks for joining us on Māori Radio. A warm welcome to you. Kia ora.
Moreno, Dale.
Thank you, Colin. Well, yesterday we were talking about aspects of the digital world, and it's something that is so embedded now. We, as a people, need to be mindful of how we can use it positively. And Digital Identity New Zealand ran a survey. Please tell us the scope of the survey. How many took part? Why is it important? That sort of cordial, please, Colin, to set us up.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. Well, we've done the survey. This is the third survey over the last 4 years. We did it in 2019-20, couldn't do it in 21 because of COVID. And again, last year in 2022. We just got the report out just a few days ago. We normally, in the last two surveys, we've surveyed around about 1,000 people. When I say we had a survey partner, Yabble, was doing that. This time, though, with some changes coming in legislation, we brought the survey down to just under 800 people, 795 people, but we added also 300 businesses due to the fact that the legislation is going to impact businesses. So, you know, we're looking at that sort of just under 1,100 across there.
Why are New Zealanders uneasy about our personal information online, and should we be uneasy?
It's a complex question to answer. Broadly speaking, you have to be on guard. Shall we put it that way? You have to be wary a little bit of sharing your personal information, particularly in a site that you don't know. So some sites are much more readily obvious to not be fraudulent or phishing to try and take your digital identity, your personal information away. If you are accessing a government website, for example, or a well-known a bank and so on, you really shouldn't have any issues with that. It's sites that you haven't been to before or are new to you, or you're clicking on a link. So remember that digital identity is very much, you know, bound by or part of your whole cybersecurity awareness to make sure that you're keeping yourself safe online.
There's nothing really private online anyway, is there? Because you will always leave a digital footprint wherever you search, wherever you go, what sorts of material you are seeking. There's a tale to tell and times to come, no doubt.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, because we're so early into this, really, we're so early that, you know, the space isn't mature yet. It sort of grew out of, you know, out of tech, out of enterprise. Enterprise technology, large corporations, and so on, and so we're still learning how to deal with this in a sort of a consumer sense. So yes, there has been, you know, there's the potential for leaving your personal information, you know, sitting sloshing around in cyberspace and servers and cloud, belonging to the organisations that you're trying to get services from. That's true. The good news, however, is that there are changes along the way. It's taking a long time, but there's a new approach, a new architectural approach to this, decentralised identity. So rather than rather than you going to a website, putting your information in, and then collecting them time and time and time again across the various websites and services that you are accessing. The idea is that you'll have a digital wallet. Very much think of it as a physical wallet, and inside there you'll have different cards or credentials, which will take a particular attribute, some piece of your personal information, you know, your age or the fact that you're over 18 or something like this, and you will be able to, you will be able to control that. So when the service provider says, we need information from you, you know, we need to know that you're over 21, you can literally click a button to release that information on the card in your digital wallet. So that's coming. It's still a long way, I won't say a long way away, it's starting to be used already, but it's very limited circumstances, and it won't ever be all pervasive. There'll always be a case, I believe, that for some sort of centralized or federated system where, you know, some of your data is going to be sloshed around, but it's going to be a lot, lot less than it is today in future.
Tēnā koe, just a couple of quick questions to wrap us up, please, Colin. What about the transparency of the use of our data? It seems really a matter of trust, isn't it? Tick here and we'll look after your data.
Well, yes, it is. It has been. And, you know, there's all manners of law, a sort of a patchwork of law that tries to deal with that. You know, the AML, you know, anti-money laundering, counter-fraud terrorism, CFT legislation for the financial services. And there's a new piece of legislation coming coming into force 1st of January next year, which is the Digital Identity Services Trust Framework Act, which basically puts a number of obligations on service providers that choose to opt in for that that law to make sure that they're doing the right thing by you. But certainly there's transparency is a concern. And most, I have to say, most service providers, and particularly in New Zealand, most service providers are very good at this, less so overseas, and there is the occasional outlier for sure.
Thanks. And just finally, tell us about the Digital Trust Hui Tamata Conference, which is set for Wellington, I think, in August.
Yes, that's right, Te Papa Tongarewa. And digitaltrustsummit.co.nz, sorry for the shameless plug there. So we ran this last year, and it's really starting to tackle these specific areas and concerns. How are we going to fix this trust problem in the New Zealand digital economy to make it thrive and drive and be safe for people to participate and operate in? And so that's effectively what this Digital Trust Hui Taumata is all about.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us on the program. All the best to you, Colin, and I appreciate you giving some insights into some of the issues around our digital futures. Colin Wallace from Digital Identity New Zealand. Thank you, Colin.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Thank you. Kia ora.